أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة.
وزهرتها عن طلب الآخرة وابتغائها.
Yeah.
النعيم الأنت فيه، وانظر ما عساك أن تقدمت ليومك الآخر، انظر لذلك اليوم الرهيب المهيب، ما عساك أن تقدمت، هل قدمت خيرا فأبشر، وإن قدمت شرا فلا تلومن إلا نفسك. عباد الله، أكثروا من الأعمال الصالحة في زمن الإمهال، أكثروا من الصدقات، أكثروا من ذكر الله، فوالذي نفسي بيده إنها لتوشك أن تقضي هذه الحياة إما عن مجموع الأمة والبشرية والخليقة وإما عن أفرادها. وإن الناس اليوم ليشهدون جنائز كبارا وصغارا وهم يحملونها إلى المقابر، وقل أن يتعظوا، قل أن يتعظوا، فاجعلوا من ذلك لأنفسكم واعظا، وكونوا كما أمركم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بقوله: أكثروا من ذكر هذه اللذات، أكثروا من ذكر هذه اللذات. فيا عباد الله، إن الموت لآت، وإن البعث لحق، وإن الحساب لعظيم، وإن الرب عز وجل لكريم لمن تاب وأناب، وإنه لمن عصاه أصر على ذنوبه لشديد العقاب. فاتقوا الله عباد الله حق التقوى، واعلموا أن أجسادكم على النار لا تقوى، واعلموا أن الله قد أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه، وسنى به ملائكته المسبحين بقدسه، وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه. فقال عز من قائل عليم: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله الأطهار وصحابته الأخيار ومن سار على دربهم إلى أن ينقضي الليل والنهار. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم وأذل الشرك والمشركين، اللهم عليك بالكافرين وأهوانهم، اللهم عليك بمن أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين الشر، اللهم عليك بهم، اللهم إنا ندعو بك في نحورهم، اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من شرورهم وندعو بك في نحورهم، اللهم اكفناه بما شئت وكيف شئت، اللهم ألف على الحق قلوب المسلمين، اللهم اجمعهم جميعا على الكتاب والسنة يا رب العالمين. اللهم احفظ ولي أمرنا خادم الحرمين الشريفين الملك عبد الله بن عبد العزيز، اللهم احفظه بحفظك واكلأه برعايتك واهديه من عندك يا رب العالمين، اللهم اهديه لما فيه خير وصلاح المسلمين، اللهم اهديه واهد به واجعله سببا لمن اهتدى، اللهم اهديه وإخوانه من ملوك وأمراء ورؤساء المسلمين، اللهم اهديه من تحكيم شرعك وتطبيق سنة نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم انصرهم بالإسلام وانصر بهم الإسلام، اللهم انصرهم بالإسلام وانصر بهم الإسلام، اللهم عليك بأقوام لئام أرادوا بالمسلمين شرا وعاتوا في الأرض فسادا وأفرحوا فينا الكفار، اللهم عليك بهم شتت شملهم وبدد جمعهم ومزق وحدتهم، اللهم اجعل آلياتهم بوارا عليهم، اللهم اجعلهم أسارى للمسلمين، اللهم اجعلهم أسارى للمسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم إنا خلق من خلقك فلا تنسى
يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله. اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك وتعالى. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، أما بعد، أيها الأحبة، قد سمعتم قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في الحديث عند البخاري: يتبع الميت ثلاثة، يتبعه أهله وماله وعمله، فيرجع أهله وماله ويبقى عمله. وقد جاء عنه صلى الله عليه وسلم أن الولد من كسب أبيه، بمعنى أن الولد الصالح يفيد أباه أجرا كأجره. وإننا قد أعلننا عن بدء حلقات تحفيظ القرآن في هذا المسجد للذكور والإناث، غير أنا وبكل أسف لم نرى من الأولياء اهتماما، ولعلنا نوقظ ونذكر كما أمرنا بقوله عز وجل: فذكر إنما أنت مذكر. نذكر بأن هذه الحلقة هي الخير، كل الخير لك أيها الولي. وحلقنا في هذا المسجد ليس لها رسوم، ولا نريد ولا نقبل رسوما، ونود أن لو كانت الرسوم منك لابنك فتشجعه بها حتى يقبل. أما هذا الانصراف من الأولاد وتفلتهم في الشوارع واهتمام الأولياء بدراستهم في المدارس دون النظر إلى قراءتهم لكتاب ربهم وتعلمهم دينهم، فإن هذا والله من الحرمان. فندعو جميع أولياء الأمور أن يحثوا ويشجعوا أولادهم على الالتحاق بحلق القرآن. وأما بالنسبة للنساء فقد بدأت أيضا حلقات القرآن من الأسبوع الماضي، غير أنه أيضا شح وندرة. وندعو جميع الإخوة أن يشجعوا بناتهم ونساءهم للالتحاق بهذه الحلقات. عسى الله عز وجل أن يجعلنا من الذين قال فيهم ألحقنا بهم ذريتهم وما ألتناهم من عملهم من شيء. أسأل الله بمنه وكرمه أن يرزقني وإياكم العلم النافع والعمل الصالح والإخلاص له سبحانه والاتباع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. والله تعالى أعلم، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. Extended with you in your life. is the grave, but not on your feet. You visit the graves on the shoulders of men. And you became not one of the visitors of the graves, but you became one of the residents of the graves. As in the hadith reported by Ibn Abi Hatim, the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Aqum al-Takatur an-Ta'ah, meaning the increase in your wealth and children's health made you to forget the worship, made you to be a disobedient. حتى زرت المنازل until you visited the graves. As Al-Hasan al-Basri رحمه الله تعالى said, the increase in your wealth and children made you to forget the death until it suddenly you. And as the Sahih Bukhari on the authority of Anas ibn Malik رضي الله عنه said that كعب بن أبي بن كعب رضي الله تعالى عنه said, we used to counter this statement from the Quran up until this ayah or this surah was descended, Al-Haqum al-Takar. What was the statement that they countered it from the Quran? In the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَوْ كَانَ لِبْنِ آدَمَ وَادٍ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ لَتَمَنَّا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُ وَادِيًا. In the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if it happened that a child of us owns a valley that is full of gold, he then would wish to have another valley of gold. He, Ubay ibn Ka'ab, said, we used to think that this is from the Quran. Up until, meaning, he did not mean that they thought that it is an ayah of Quran, but they said, yani, it is very clear warning from getting into the dunya too deep. And then Allah Ta'ala descended this surah so that it strikes the hearts of the believers only. It strikes the hearts of the believers only, so they awake and they return back to Allah, not to waste their times. Imam Muslim rahimahullah ta'ala also reported my treasure,
وإنما له من ماله ثلاث: rarely there are only three things that he will have from this world. ما أكل فأكنا وإنه and destroyed by eating. Given his body and it goes to the west. أو الذي ستأبلى أو what he wears and wore out أو تصدق فأمضى أو تصدق فأمضى أو what he gives as صدق which would remain وما سوى فذاهب وتارك لله. And other than that, he will go. He, the man, the slave, will go. Will leave this world and will leave it behind him for people. For people to enjoy. You waste your time. To earn too much money. That you are going to leave behind you for others to enjoy, and you are going to be pushed for. Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah ta'ala, reported in the third of Anas ibn Malik, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَتْبَعُ الْمَيِّتْ ثَلَاثَةً فيرجع اثنان ويبقى واحدا يتبعه أهله وماله وعمله فيرجع اثنان فيرجع أهله وماله ويبقى واحدا three things follow the جنازة of every individual. Three things will follow the janazah of every one of us. Two things by the graveyard will return back. The family and the world. Relatives, family, friends, slaves, and your wealth, your money, will go back. And only one would remain with you. Your deed, what you did in this world. This can never ever be taken away. And those two can never ever be substituted. Even if they love you so much, your wife would never ever accept that she would be buried with you when you die while she is still alive. She will cry, yes. She may follow, which is not allowed, yes. But she would never ever accept, rather that she asked for it, that she to be buried with you while she's still alive. Don't dream. Don't dream this woman that she loves you so much. Don't dream this man that he loves you so much. Don't dream these children that they love you so much, don't bring these parents that they love you so much, none of them will accept to be buried with you when you die and they are still alive. They will never accept. They will never ever accept. So what for? You're hustling. What for? You're burning yourself. What for? Yourself running away from the source of honor. Running away from the riwa. Running away from the pleasure. Running away from the happiness. Running away from the support of Allah. Which is to worship Him, which cannot be accepted with knowledge. Why you are not seeing so often in the surface of knowledge? Why often? Why my son? Why my daughter? Why you are not seen in the circles of knowledge? Why we are consuming our time running after the thing that we know certainly that it is not going to go with us? Your will is not going to go with you. Only one man. Only one man of all this creation had his work done with it. Do you know who he is? Pharaoh. Is he happy that his work is with him? No. No. He wish now that he had spent it for the sake of Allah. He wish now that he used to spend it for the sake of Allah. But Allah Ta'ala designed that it to be buried with him, to make him dead so. And no one had did it where Raul was taken in order to give the curse. No one, even those who saw him drawing into the ear with his weapon, they did not even think to go and they can get the blood out. No. Even his close friend did not say, who used to say that he is a God, he did not say, go and dig where Baruch is and bring me the word. None of them. Because they all are scared to do that, because they knew that this only happened because Harun disobeyed his father and he trusted his word. So Allah Ta'ala made it to be the only man, the only one. Allah was this up until the day of destruction to be buried with his son. And he wasn't buried, by the way. He wasn't buried. So let's think of our life as a short. 3 hours before the khutbah, my plane landed here in Jeddah. I came from Jeddah. I reached Jeddah by Fajr. Came from Yemen in a coach.
We departed from Yemen midnight last night. And the reason it was in Yemen is because a family of my relatives there, 18 of them were killed in a car in a fraction of seconds. 18. Who can guarantee you life? 18. The oldest is maybe 40, 42. And the youngest is a couple of months. 18. And then father, the father of the whole family, who is the father of some of them and grandfather of them, died 3 days after the accident because he could not cope with his years. This is life. This is life. Alhamdulillah that they died while they were doing dhikr, as it was told by some of them who survived. They were reciting dua for the Muslim. Who can guarantee you that? Why are you wasting your time? Why are you running after your enemy, kissing his hand? Your enemy is far, the dunya, running after it. And at the same time, I went there, and it was sad. But at the same time, I was happy. I was happy when I visited some Salafi masajid. And I gave a talk in some of them. And I saw something that I never saw anywhere else, including here, Salafi. I saw this masajid, mashallah. Very young boys, very young girls, adults, from both men and women, men and women, in circles of knowledge, studying the knowledge from morning to morning. They are living in the masjid, like Abu Huraira and Abu Sufyan. They are cooking in the masjid. And I saw the kids and the students of the oldest of 13 or 15 years old cooking. And I was amazed for that. While we don't, we are men. We are, and some are women. While we don't do so, why? Don't give yourself so many excuses that you know very well that sooner or later you are going only to blame yourself and no one else for every moment that you wasted, and for every excuse that you fabricate. And you know that it is not a valid reason for you not to go and join the circles of knowledge, except your convenience or your extreme convenience. The real convenience is in what you love. If you love knowledge, you would never ever feel convenient if you are not in the circle of knowledge. But when you feel you are convenient in your house, believe me, you are not on the way. You are not on the way. So awake.
before you all. I'm Joey. I swear by Allah, this made me Joey. This made me Joey. And realized things. I know that I was joking. I wasn't thinking about it. So what I saw there, I was playing. I was kidding. While we are here, we have more knowledgeable people than them. There. They are only students of knowledge. We are scholars. Not too far away from where we are. If you are in Jeddah, if you are in Jeddah, it's not that far away. It's only in Mecca. You guys go farther than that for Tunisia. Why don't you go for Africa? Why don't you do as what Allah Ta'ala commanded you to do? فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. And one way, two, not four, but two, Allah. So let us be serious. Let us be serious. As this is only a joke. As this is only a joke. الله تعالى سيد كلا سوف تعلمون. الحسن البصري سيد هذا وعيد بعد وعيد. This is a war, a war. This is a war. It's a warning after warning. الضحاك says this ayah is directed to the kuffar. كلا سوف تعلمون من all you كفار. You will know. Nay, but you will know. You will know one day. And then Allah تعالى says ثم كلا سوف تعلمون. Nay, but you're going to know. Guess what? Ibn Kathir says this time the repetition of it is for the believers. If Abba'ar said the first time for the kuffar, Ibn Kathir said the second time for the believers. كَلَّا لَمْ تَعْلَمُونَ عِلْمُ الْيَقِينِ. Meaning, if you know the reality of it, you would never then be so deeply involved in dunya, forgetting your akhirah. I will tell you all the death brought you. لَتَعُونَ الْجَحِيمِ. And this is again, it's an explanation of the threat that Allah Ta'ala made to be in the previous ayah, كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون. تعلمون what? It's تعلمون the reality. You will know the fact, the truth. You will know when you see the jaheem, when you see the fire, the flashing fire. When then it blew one time, for one time, it blew our air, for one time, in that day. That made every angel and every prophet and messenger to collapse on his knees because of the tremendous sound of it. And
heed of it, and because of what they know from it, and of what they see from the things happening on that day. Then Allah Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ لَتَرَوْنَّهَا عَيْنَ الْيَقِينِ. This is in Arabic called tawqeed. It's an affirmation of this information that is given to you, that you are going to see the trial. And no doubt that you are going to see the trial. Every mankind, Muslim and Kafir, they are all going to see. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Maryam, وَإِنْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَى رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. Verily, every one of you is going to go through the fire, and it is a certain promise from your Lord. ثُمَّ نُنَجِّي الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِي أَدْبَارِهِمْ. And then we will survive and protect those who used to fear us. Fear Allah. And we leave the others in it, burning forever. ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُونَ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Ibn Kathir says, the meaning of this is that you are going to be asked, if you were dutiful to your Lord, of what we bless you with, of the health, security, sustenance, children, or not. As in Muslim Ahmad and in the Sunan, it is reported from more than one Sahabi, the life of Umar bin Khattab, Abu Ghurair, Jabir bin Abdullah, Mahmud bin Rabi' and others, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day came out of his house, he came to the mosque, and found Abu Bakr Siddiq there. This time of the day, usually the Prophet ﷺ and the companions are resting from the Qaylula, that they seek strength out of it for standing for prayer at night. Not like today. Very little number of people today stand for night prayer because they are too tired. Yes, because they are awake all day until near about midnight, if not after. And if they want to stand for night prayer, how come? How come? So the Prophet are telling the companions, they used to plan their life. We are living an unplanned way, unorganized way. So he came out in the Bahira, meaning from before Dhuhr until before Asr. This is called Bahira. From Zenith until before Asr. This is called Bahira. And this all is a time for rest. If you missed it before Dhuhr, you do it after Dhuhr. And this will give you power and strength for standing for prayer at night. But if you don't, then you won't be able to stand for night prayer. You won't be able. He saw Salah came to the masjid. And he found Abu Bakr Siddiq there in the masjid. He asked him, what made you to come out of your house at the time, at this hour? He, Abu Bakr, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said, Ya Rasulullah, it is the same reason that you came out of your house for.
then the person said, "Oh, son of a Khattab, what makes you come out of him?" I was understand. He, Umar, said, "It is the same reason what made you both come out of your house. No one told the other what is the reason, but everyone knows that this is not the time for any one of them to come out. And every one of them knows from himself that he is too hungry, that is why he came out." So Umar sat down, and the Prophet started speaking to them both, and he said, "Are you strong enough to walk until you come to that garden, that farm of palm tree, and then you can have some food, some drink, and some shade?" They both said, "Yes, Ya Rasulullah, we are able to go to there." He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then said, "Let's go and let's pass by the house of Ibn Tayyihan, Abu al-Haytham al-Ansari." One of the companions from the Ansar called Abu al-Tayyihan, this is his kunya, Ibn al-Haytham. He's the son of al-Haytham, son of Tayyihan, father of al-Haytham. The Prophet came towards the door and he gave it out. And he asked permission to enter three times when no one answered. So he told Abu Bakr and Umar, "Let's go back, continue our journey to that farm of Bakshi." And when they started walking away, she, Umm Tayyihan, who was behind the door, listened to him when he repeated the salam three times and did not respond. She did not respond to his salam. She did not ignore. She laughed his salam. She said, "Ya Rasulullah, by Allah, I hear you when you say the salam three times. But I did not respond hoping that you give me more salam. You gave me more salam." And then he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said something good to her. Allah knows best what it is. But it was reported like that. He said something good to her. Then he asked her, "Where is Abu Tayyihan? I didn't see him." She said, "Ya Rasulullah, he is very near." She doesn't know if he is near or far, but she knows that he went, as she said, "ذهب التعذيب لنا الماء." He went to find us fresh water, to bring us water to drink. And then she said, come in, you three. As he will come in this moment, inshallah. And then she will arrive for them to sit on beneath the tree. And beneath the tree, so they sit in the shade of the tree. Abu al-Haytham came, and he was so happy, so glad to see Rasulullah and his two companions, Abu Bakr and Umar. And immediately he climbed the palm tree, and he brought them a branch of dates, full of dates. The Prophet said to him, "It is enough, Abu al-Haytham. Don't cut more. This is enough." But Abu al-Haytham said, "Ya Rasulullah, تأكلون من بسمي ومن رطبي ومن تنيني. يا رسول الله, you should eat from the busr, and busr is a small date that either already dry or it is grown small. And then he says, it means that I saw this branch has a lot of busr, and I want you, as I serve you busr, which is the low quality of date, I want to serve you rotab, the best quality of date, and tanin, meaning the medium quality of date. So I cut all these branches of date and it brought to them. And then he brought them more to drink. And look at Christ. Listen to Christ. Why you cry? You cry for that Rasulullah, the most beloved creation before Allah. Is this hungry while we are not? Well, we are not. Is this because Allah now asks more than it? It's impossible. Then why? I leave the answer for you. If you want to know the answer, you just measure what you do. Compare it to what you used to do. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to them, verily, this is the na'im, the blessing that you are going to be asked about. And it means the ayah of Surah Al-Takar. ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. In other hadith he says, ظِلُّ الْوَارِ, it's a cold shade. وَمَاءٌ بَارِدٌ, a cold water. وطعام شهيد, and a very delicious food. Then water and share of sweet. Today, if we switch off now the ACs of this mosque, none of you will continue. Once you start sweating, you will leave. Well, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is considering that, and some, and many of the people who were here now left, although we did not switch off the ACs. Although we are not going to serve only day. But they left. They left. Because this kind of worship, seeking knowledge, is too heavy. Too heavy. Not in one kind. Struggle for it. So if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is considering day, or a tree shade of the tree, that is the blessing with that there are going to be questions for. What about us? What kind of question is going to be given to us? And think with me, what kind of answer we can make? Maybe if we all think together, maybe we can find an answer. Although I doubt, because the answer should not be something you say, it should be something you do. It should be something you do, and if you do not encourage me, and I do not encourage you to get tired in this world for building your permanent house in the Jannah, then what is the benefit of our friendship and brotherhood? If I do not speak to you sometimes so harsh to awake you, to wake you up, then what is the benefit of our relationship? This was khutbah today. And this was the two